تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها ومن يتعد حدود الله فأولئك هم الظالمون. These verses, you heard them today, حدود الله and حدود الله. It means the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means crossing over and breaking the law of Allah. So they are the limits, these are the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these verses specifically deal with marital and divorce issues. So, when we speak of the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are two basic limits. One is limits beyond moderation. So sometimes a person goes beyond moderation and then he causes difficulty for himself. But still he hasn't crossed over the law of Allah. He hasn't broken the law as such. So such a person is still not in the red, as we would say. But there are those people who ignore the laws and the rules of the Sharia as given in the Quran and in the Sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These are the people who Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ, whoever breaks and goes beyond the limits set by Allah, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah says, these are the people that are oppressors. Now this oppressor is not a joke. When Allah himself calls you an oppressor, then you must remember on the day of Qiyamah, oppressors, وَظُلْمُ ظُلُمَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that oppression is going to be layers of darkness for a person on the day of Qiyamah. It's going to be a big problem. So we spoke about the nur of the day of Qiyamah. We'll come back to that. But all we need to know is on the day of Qiyamah, we do not need to be standing in front of Allah Ta'ala with so much of darkness in front of us. Already there is a problem. Coming back to the ayat where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about the need for divorce. Now, many times when there is a nikah bayan taking place, then we speak about the laws and, you know, the considerations and the do's and don'ts of nikah, and we keep it to that. But also we must remember that sometimes a marriage is not meant to work. They're just two different people. So when the people are reaching that state where they both are now breaking the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا يُقِيمَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ, if you've got a fear that in this marriage you are unable to uphold the laws and the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِي مَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ, then there's no sin upon them that they reach some kind of a settlement where they say, okay, we're going to go our own ways. And if there is some time, for example, some mahar that the husband had given, he can request, okay, I'll give you back your mahar. Or vice versa, the wife says, release me from this marriage because I can't carry on like this. We both are not getting anywhere. Then in that case, they must reach some kind of an agreement, I will give you back your mahar. Or any other kind of material settlement that they reach. But just remember one thing here. When a divorce takes place, an unpleasant topic, but we need to know because we have Magaj Mari with us every other day. What we need to know is that you must not take back those things that you gave as a gift. Now, what happens in our custom also many times, you know, before the marriage, at the time, a whole lot of parcels coming. Parcels, right, fine, no problem. Both sides, parcels. Parcels is a whole big event nowadays. It's nothing wrong, alhamdulillah. But when the divorce takes place, people say, want our stuff back now. Give our parcels back. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, whoever gave something, right, and then he demands it back, it's like a dog that had vomited, and now he drinks back that vomit. Now, and once I told this to one lady, the girl was her daughter-in-law. She wanted everything back. So I say, auntie, this is what the hadith says. Yeah, I know that, but I just want my stuff back. I want to suck up the vomit of the dog. I know, but I'm going to suck it up. Just give it to me, please. So we tried to explain. So this is now what we call, you know, going beyond the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. So very important in marriage. Allah says further up, that in zanna an yuqima hudud Allah, if they have maybe reached a divorce, or they want to, even not divorce, but they almost broke up, and they decided to get back together. If they feel that they can uphold the limits of Allah, then they should do that. Tilka hudud Allah yubayyinuha. Allah says, these are the limits that Allah is making clear to you. Liqum ya'lamun, for those people who know. So look here, in every ayat here, Allah is speaking about upholding the limits of Allah. When people get married, husband and wife both need to know that we are going to fulfill obligations, rights that have been set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both sides. So that is how it's supposed to take place. And if it's not meant to work, then an amicable settlement should take place and they must go their own ways. Now, where the zulm takes place many times is spite. Big time we find spite taking place. So if they are children, especially when they are small and cute, the mother will say, okay, I'll fix you up, I won't let you see the children now. So poor guy, you know, it is the worst thing you can do. That is zulm. Or sometimes the husband will take away the children. Normally they don't take it because they know what a headache it is to wash the children every morning and clean them up, and so then they don't take it. But sometimes they say, we'll fix you up, we won't let you see the children. So this is zulm on the parents. If the wife is withholding the children, she's making zulm on the husband. If the husband is withholding, then he is making zulm on the wife. And more, worse, you're making zulm on the children. The children love their parents, no matter what it is. You are depriving the one child from seeing the other. So that is something we should avoid, because that in itself is a zulm. So that is the one thing that takes place. That's another form of zulm. So one is with regard to material things, demanding the stuff back. Number two is with regard to the children. Then the other one is when it comes to, for example, visitation, where, you know, sometimes we have an agreement that, okay, the husband will come and see the child after so many days, or the children will be allowed to go there. And sometimes people, they break those laws. Yeah, sometimes we have to be flexible. I won't make it this weekend, or can you keep the children for next weekend, or please can you come and take the children for this weekend. You must be flexible, because don't put more pressure on the poor kids that they are now going to undergo difficulty and the trauma of separation, because we as husband and wife want to score points and we want to show each other, you know, we want to spite. So we have the satisfaction of fixing the other one up. Just remember that all these things, they amount to what is referred to as zulm, and the zulm is going to catch up with a person on the day of Qiyamah. Then the other zulm is the husband, since now he is no longer married, hitting, so he puts a hold on the wife. Or he gives very less. He says, no, he got his own stories for not wanting to give. Just remember, if the children are sons, then those children have to be given whatever it was, whatever is needed, whatever is necessary, they have to be given that. And obviously, if they are daughters, if they get married, then they become the husband's responsibility. But those children, till they grow up, it is the responsibility of the father not to put the poor children through any kind of difficulty just because he wants to show someone a point. So that is also another zulm. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these verses very briefly, he says, وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ, whoever transgresses the limit set by Allah, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, and these are the people that are the zalim. And we speak of the zulm and the zalimin on the day of Qiyamah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with them. It will be told to them, you are a zalim. So zalim is not only that king, you know, that ruler who was making zulm on his subjects. Sometimes we don't realize, but we end up making zulm on our near and dear ones. May Allah ta'ala protect us. Allah. Thank you.